It was a hard winter. Old Widow Wang and her son, Ming Li, had not had a good meal in months. The dog and cat that lived with them were also very hungry. Everyone in the house had become weak.
"Don't worry, Mother," said Ming Li.
"I will find work today.
When I come home, I'll bring food."
Widow Wang smiled at her son. He tried so hard, but luck was against him. She wished for a change in their fortune. Wouldn't some luck come to them? She waved goodbye as her son left to try and find work. A knock came at the door. It was too early for Ming Li to be home. Who could it be?
"Widow Wang?"
asked a man standing at the door.
"I have a gift that will change your fortune."
Widow Wang was surprised. She welcomed the man into her home.
"I'm sorry that I have nothing to offer you," said the old woman.
"Here is something for you," said the man with a smile.
He placed a golden beetle into Widow Wang's hand.
"This charm will make food for you. Just place it in a pot of boiling water and tell it what you'd like to eat."
When the man had gone, Widow Wang was excited to try the charm. She dropped the golden beetle into a boiling pot of water.
"I wish I had some dumplings to eat," she thought.
Soon, the house was filled with the delicious smell of dumplings. The old woman took the lid off her pot. It was full of tasty dumplings. Ming Li came home. He looked sad. Widow Wang knew that he had not found work. She gave him a large plate of dumplings to eat. Then she told him the story of the golden beetle. For many weeks, Widow Wang, Ming Li, the dog, and the cat ate and ate. They grew strong once again. Unfortunately, they also grew lazy.
"How do you have so much food?"
asked their neighbor, Mrs. Chu, one day. The Chus lived across the river.
"Bring your husband to our house for dinner tonight," offered Widow Wang. "I will show you how we make the most delicious food ever."
That night, Widow Wang served her neighbors a feast fit for a king. Soon, the meal was over, and the neighbors' stomachs were full.
"That was wonderful," said Mrs. Chu. "But how do you do it?"
Widow Wang showed them the golden beetle and told them its story. The next day, Mr. and Mrs. Chu sat hungry in their home.
"It's not fair," said Mrs. Chu. "They have so much food while we starve. Let's take that golden beetle for ourselves."
Mr. Chu sneaked into the home of Widow Wang. The dog and the cat were surprised to see a stranger in their home, but they were too fat and lazy to stop him. Mr. Chu took the golden beetle and left. Without the golden beetle, everyone in the house became hungry again. After many weeks of good food, the cat and dog did not like being hungry.
"We must get that charm back," said the cat to the dog.
The cat and dog traveled together to the house of Mr. and Mrs. Chu. The dog protected the cat and helped her cross the river. The cat said she would go into the house and get the charm back. The cat sneaked toward an open window. Then she saw something moving in a bush. She jumped and caught a fat rat.
"Please don't eat me," begged the rat. "I'll do anything you ask."
"Bring
me the golden beetle charm from this house, said the cat. The rat slipped inside the house while the cat waited in the yard. After a few minutes, he returned with the charm. He handed it to the cat and ran back to the bush. The cat took the charm back to the dog.
It wasn't easy, lied the cat, but I got the charm.
The dog and cat began their journey home. The dog again protected the cat. He scared large animals away. He swam across the river while the cat stayed dry on his back. Soon they were back at Widow Wang's house, but the door was locked.
I'll go in through the window and let them know we're back, said the cat.
Widow Wang saw the cat carrying the golden beetle.
What a wonderful cat, said Widow Wang. This cat has saved our lives.
Then Widow Wang used the golden beetle to make a huge feast for the cat. Everyone forgot about the dog still waiting outside.
Oh, what a wonderful meal I just had, said the cat, slipping out to the yard.
Why didn't you let me in?
Asked the dog.
I was getting my reward for bringing back the charm, said the cat.
But I helped, barked the dog. I'm hungry too.
If you're hungry, you should look for a bone in the streets, said the cat. You didn't really do anything to help.
This made the dog angry. He jumped at the cat, but the cat ran away. Then the dog told all the other dogs of the cat's trick. Dogs and cats have been enemies ever since that day.